Good morning. It's Monday, the 10th of March. I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Thousands of flights and over 500,000 passengers will be affected by a 24-hour strike at several big airports in Germany today. The trade union Verdi has called the strike over a wage dispute. Flights to Germany from Luxembourg will be affected. All morning flights to and from Luxembourg to Berlin, Munich and Frankfurt have been cancelled. Six suspected members of an Albanian criminal network linked to nearly 50 burglaries targeting luxury residences and the homes of public figures in France and Belgium have been charged. Two people were recently arrested in Luxembourg under European arrest warrants. 98% of new electric buses registered in Luxembourg last year are zero emission, electric or hydrogen powered, placing the country as the fifth best performer in Europe. EU regulation stipulates that city buses will have to be zero emission by 2035. According to current projections, Luxembourg is already well ahead of schedule with 100% of city buses complying by 2027. In other news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is due to arrive in Saudi Arabia a day ahead of crucial talks between Ukrainian and US officials on ending the war with Russia. Washington has suspended military aid and intelligence to Ukraine to push them towards making concessions, but President Trump has suggested he's now ready to reinstate them. Meanwhile, Israel is due to send a delegation to Doha today for a fresh round of talks on extending a fragile ceasefire in Gaza after cutting off the electricity supply to ramp up pressure on Hamas. Luxembourg's Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel is currently on a working visit to Israel and the Palestinian territories. Mark Carney has been named Canada's Prime Minister after winning the Liberal Party leadership in a landslide victory. The former central banker lost no time taking a defiant stance against a US president he accused of attacking Canadian workers, families and businesses. He replaces Justin Trudeau and will soon have to decide when to call a general election. A vote must take place on or before the 20th of October. And finally, a woman in Germany was shocked to discover a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig 3 metres up on her garage roof. How the animal got there remains a mystery both to her and the police in Nordhausen in Thuringia. Firefighters were called to rescue the pig, which was later examined by a vet and taken to an animal shelter. Authorities suspect the pot-bellied pig was placed on the roof and left there. A complaint has been filed for violations of animal protection laws and trespassing. For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting with athletics, and Patricia van der Weken has made history for Luxembourg, winning bronze in the 60-metre final in the European Athletics Indoor Championships with a time of 7.06 seconds, securing the country's first ever sprint medal at the event. Moving on to some football results, in the Bundesliga, Hoffenheim and Heidenheim drew 1-1. Arsenal's hope of winning the Premier League suffered a fresh blow as Manchester United held the Gunners to a 1-1 draw, while Chelsea boosted their bid to qualify for the Champions League with a 1-0 win over Leicester on Sunday. In Italy, Napoli have breathed fresh life into their Serie A title hopes with a 2-1 victory over Fiorentina on Sunday, while Atalanta routed Juventus 4-0 to stay in the hunt. And in national football, two more games were yesterday. Bettenburg beat Mondeconge 2-1 and Wiltz lost to Mondeconge 2-0. That's not correct. I'm sorry. I've got a wrong team in there. I will correct it. While temperatures won't too drastically drop, grey skies and light rain are making a comeback. Clouds will gradually roll in throughout the day, with potential rainfall expected in the afternoon. Temperature-wise, the minimum will stay around 4 to 6 degrees, with the maximum going up to 11 to 14 degrees in the afternoon.